Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmasara, Malka Basra, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Maasos. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Gimel, and Dalet. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Hasocher sapo lasos bezesim. What if I hire a worker to go work with olive trees? Now, the Bartanur over here points out very quickly that I'm not talking about a person who's hired to harvest the olives. There, it would be automatically implied that he's allowed to eat the olives. Right? Here, we're talking about a situation where I hired the guy to hold the ground under the olive trees or to cover the roots, and that's not included in the Torah's rights to the worker to be able to partake. So the only reason why he's going to be able to eat olives is, as the Mishnah says, Amar lo al manas lechol zesim. The laborer says, I want to be able to eat the olives. So, since it's a part of his deal, ochal echad echad pater v'mtzeref chayev. Since I'm obligated by contract to allow him to eat olives, that's only as those things are considered purchased and are subjected to the rules. But, so he can pick them one by one without separating maaseros. But if he collects two or more, then it becomes obligated in maaseros. L'nakish v'bitzalim, what if he's hired to weed a patch of onions? Weeding is similar to covering the stuff. And so therefore, he doesn't have an automatic right. So, mekartim olive ochel. He can cut off one leaf at a time and eat it without separating maaseros, since that's part of the terms of his contract, but only if he doesn't form a collection. B'mtzeref chayev. But if he put them together, he's going to be chayev. If he puts more than one leaf together, he's going to be chayev. Now, the Mishnah now turns to a separate issue, and that is the discussion of Hefker. Matzik tzitzos baderech. What if he finds cut figs on the road? Now, even afilu b'tzad steik tzitzos, even if he finds them on the side of a field of cut figs, where the assumption would be that this stuff comes from there. V'chein te'ena she'inota alderech. The same thing if you found a fig tree hanging over a road, and what happens? He finds figs underneath the tree. Mutaros mishum gezel pturos min amaisos. He can keep them, they're hefker, so therefore finders keepers, right? And also, in regard to maiser, they are coming from hefker, and therefore he's allowed to keep them without separating the maiser. But when we're dealing with olives that are found by the branches of a tree, that of an olive tree hanging over in Rosh Hasharabim or of a buxer tree, chayavim, in these cases, the owners, as opposed to the owner of the guy in the fig tree, right? Here, these guys assume that they're never mafkir this stuff. And so, therefore, it's obligated in maaseros. Now, why is it different just because he's not mafkir? So, the fruits on the tree resemble each other, should be easier to compare it. Appearance is a siman, even in Rosh Hasharabim. But when it comes to the figs, all figs look the same. Matzah grogros, what if he finds dried figs, right? Once we're talking about cut figs, what if he finds dried figs? Simdar suro b'nei adam chayev. And most people have already pressed their figs, right, in the city. So we can assume that this is one of the pressed, and therefore it's considered gemar malach, and therefore he's chayev to separate maaser. B'mala parator. But if it's not, most people haven't done it. So we don't know whether the owner who lost the figs pressed them or not. We would use rove, and so therefore, if the majority haven't pressed their figs, then this stuff would be exempt from maaser because the owner here is presumably the owner from the majority where the figs aren't yet processed as well, right? Now matzah pilchei devela, if he finds leftovers of a fig cake. So chayev, so then he'd be chayev shiadu shemi davar gamar, because in that situation, we know that it was already finished. We know, because it's left over from the being formed into the devela. V'charuvin, as far as carob is concerned, ad shelo knasan l'rosh hagag, if it's before he brings them and gathers them to the top of the roof, so then he can take some of it down, morid mehem lebeima pater, v'mneshu machzir samosa, because whatever is left gets brought back up, which means that the stuff that was brought down is not totally ready to be processed. And since that's the case, it's not a Gemar Malacha. Since there's no Gemar Malacha, he's not going to be Chayef. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.